3 minutes from Havana. A news encounter with the sunny side of the world.
The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, called in the central province of Villa Clara to strive for social justice when summing up the Communist Party organization's meeting in Central University of Las Villas province. He highlighted the hard battle in the country against the tightening of the United States blockade, with more than 200 measures imposed by the Donald Trump administration and maintained by the government of Joe Biden, along with the necessary expenditure of resources to save lives due to the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Díaz-Canel pointed out that everything we do is for social justice and the vocation of service to the homeland and the revolution, and that today, unity and continuity are essential concepts. Cuba is kicking off this week with the 61st National Oral Polio Vaccination Campaign for children from 1 month to 2 years, 11 months and 29 days of age. The vaccine will be also reactivated for 9-year-old children with one dose during the week, according to a press release issued by the Cuban Ministry of Public Health. According to the Ministry of Health, this vaccination campaign will be simultaneously carried out nationwide. Who recall that every year for 6 decades, the country has been vaccinating its population against poliomyelitis. Cuba has maintained its upward trend in all COVID-19 vaccination rates, as the Ministry of Public Health reported on Sunday that 20,566 extra doses have been administered compared to the previous day. The complete vaccination scheme has benefited 89.3% of the population, and the COVID-19 booster dose has reached 6,087,182 nationals, according to data disclosed by the ministry. Figures from Oxford University statistics website, Our World in Data, show that Cuba ranks first in average daily doses administered per 100 inhabitants. The National Office of Statistics and Information of Cuba reported a significant increase in foreign visitors during January of this year, a figure that reached 134,661 travelers. This represents a 375.7% increase compared to the same period in 2021, which is equivalent to 98,819 more tourists. The tourism authorities expect to recover this industry this year at a rate of just over 2 million tourists, since the country received an average of 4 million each year before the COVID-19 pandemic. The Bridges of Love Project is organizing in Miami a new caravan in solidarity with Cuba and against the blockade imposed by the United States government on that Caribbean country. This initiative, scheduled for March 27, will also serve to support the campaign aimed at raising necessary funds in order to send powdered milk to pediatric hospitals in the largest of the Antilles. To this caravan can be added all those who oppose Washington's brutal sanctions on Cuba, the prohibition of remittances and family reunification, and travel restrictions to the island for U.S. citizens, the statement highlights.
Thank you for listening. This has been Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio with 3 Minutes from Havana.